Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, well, let's talk about healthcare now and the question of whether to go for something like Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan or something more incremental with Julie Rovner, who is chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, well, let's talk first about the terms here. Would the Medicare for All plan do what many people who don't want Medicare for All say it would do, which is to eliminate private insurance?
Well, Bernie Sanders' version of Medicare for All would indeed eliminate private insurance. It would be allowed only for things that the new Medicare plan wouldn't cover, which he usually describes as things like elective cosmetic surgery and not too much else, because the idea is that this plan would be very comprehensive.
Okay, so that plan would eliminate private insurance. This is former Congressman John Delaney criticizing that part of it in this exchange with Senator Warren.
They're running on telling half the country that your health insurance is illegal. It says it right in the bill.
All right, thank you.
We don't have to do that. We can give everyone health care and allow people to have choice. That's the American way.
Look, thank you, Congressman. Senator Warren.
So look, let's be clear about this. We are the Democrats. We are not about trying to take away health care from anyone. That's what the Republicans are trying to do. And we should stop using Republican talking points in order to talk with each other about how to best provide that health care.
Julie, on the issue here at the center of this, which would be eliminating private health insurance, where do voters stand?
Well, voters are not thrilled about the idea of losing insurance that they have now. There are a number of polls out just in the last month that say people are generally pretty satisfied with their own private health insurance. We saw a very small number of people who had really very, very skimpy health insurance be required to give it up when the Affordable Care Act was taking effect, and those people had a fit. You would expect that on steroids. But it's important to say that most of these candidates are trying to get to the same place. They just differ about how to get there and how fast to get there and whether people will sort of want to go voluntarily into this new program or whether we should just say, let's all start it at the same time.
Well, and then you had candidates, more moderate candidates, including Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, who is calling for Medicare for all who want it. Here he is.
So we don't have to stand up here speculating about whether the public option will be better than, or a Medicare for all environment will be better than the corporate options. We can put it to the test. That's the concept of my Medicare for all who want it proposal. That way, if people like me are right that the public alternative is going to be not only more comprehensive, but more affordable than any of the corporate options around there, we'll see Americans walk away from the corporate options into that Medicare option.
Now, he's calling it Medicare for all who want it. It sounds very similar to the public option that was almost included in Obamacare, basically a government alternative to private plans.
That's right. And there are several iterations of this that several of the candidates have. Some would have it gradually go down in age. Some would let people buy it on the healthcare exchanges if they buy their own insurance. Some would let people leave their employer-provided insurance. Kamala Harris's would make people leave their private employer insurance. So there's different ways to do this. But yes, there are a number of candidates that are talking about not going quite as far as Bernie Sanders, but still having some sort of public insurance out there for people to buy.
Why do you think more Democrats haven't embraced that idea, which seems on the face of it to be easier to accomplish, especially if there's divided government, to stay within the confines of Obamacare, which has gotten more popular since President Obama left office, and just add this public option that was already discussed beforehand?
Well, I think a lot of Democrats are sort of gradually moving there, and we're seeing slight dips in public opinion on Medicare for All as people start to get a better idea of what it means and what they'd have to give up. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if that's where the candidates kind of end up, with perhaps the exception of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Was there anything else that stuck out to you last night when it comes to health care in the debate?
Yeah, I was surprised at the things they didn't talk about, the things that the Democrats won on in 2018, this lawsuit that would completely overturn the Affordable Care Act, prescription drug prices, reproductive health for women. Those are things that have been big issues that voters care about, and we didn't hear anything about them.
You know, the other issue that we haven't talked about is the cost of all this that obviously did come up in terms of Medicare for All and how much it would cost. And the candidates who support it are saying, well, you're going to save money on your health care so you can pay a little bit more in tax.
Well, what we found in healthcare is that there are always winners and losers. You want there to be, if you're doing a policy, you want there to be more winners than losers. But some people would undoubtedly have to pay more because perhaps they don't pay very much in healthcare expenses now. It's going to be tricky figuring out how to finance this.
Julie Rovner, chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Thanks as always.
Thank you.